Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
Prayer to Remind Us, God Works for Our Good by Lori Hatcher. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. This scripture brings comfort, direction, and hope to Christians every day. Sadly, it's also one of the most misquoted and misunderstood verses in the Bible. I'd like to share three things about this popular verse you may have never noticed. First, Romans 8:28 doesn't mean we can live in any way we choose and God will fix our messes. To understand the truth of Romans 8:28, we can't just quote the part of the verse we like. And we know that in all things God works for the good, and skip the rest, of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. This verse says to those who love God and are doing their best to obey His commands, even though bad/sad/evil/wicked things will touch your life, I, God, will use them to ultimately bring about good, both in your life and in the world. Second, Romans 8:28 tells us God can use all things together for good. He doesn't say all things are good. No matter how rose-colored our glasses are, there's nothing good about cancer, sex trafficking, or death. Until Jesus returns and conquers Satan once and for all, sin will continue to drag its poisonous tentacles across our world, damaging and destroying everything in its wake. The truth of Romans 8:28 reminds us that although sin and Satan are powerful, God is more powerful. He is able to redeem and restore anything for our good and His glory. All things may not be good, but God can and will use all things for good. The final thing you may have never noticed about Romans 8:28 and its accompanying verse, Romans 8:29, is the ultimate good God wants to accomplish in the lives of His children. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. Verse 29. A wise Bible teacher once told me, God allows everything into our lives for one of two purposes, either to bring us into relationship with Himself, or, if we already know Him, to make us more like His Son. As long as we live in this world, people will attempt to reconcile God's sovereignty with humanity's suffering. Verses like Romans 8:28 assure us that no suffering is wasted, and God is always at work for our good and His glory. When we cannot comprehend why trials come and struggle to imagine that anything good can come from them, we can rest in the security that God is in control. Please pray with me. Father, sometimes I can't understand how You can bring beauty from the ashes of my life. I struggle to trust You with the broken pieces. You say in Your word that without faith, it is impossible to please You, and I want to please You. I want to trust You. I want You to make me more like Jesus and use my trials for my good and Your glory. Help me believe the promise of Romans 8:28. In the strong name of Jesus, I ask. Amen.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.